Yeah.
Say, Playboy, what you know about Jazzy Faye? Big E, Feezy, 40 Fonz, really from the Bay, and Big Bow. Please believe it.
Niggas must be blind. All that homers got your mind. You niggas must be blind. All that homers got your mind. Your mind.
Looking kinda classy in the back of the club. Baby kept buying me love in the stud. Teasing and trying me while I'm sitting there stud. Quiet like Jack and me, all of my nerves. So my focus got sloppy, still in this club. Went way up out of this body and started touching her butt. That's premature back and nigga, you're fucking off my action. Nigga, you can't be safe, oh, action packed, nigga.
You was young and foolish.
Young and foolish.
Didn't know what you was doing.
What you was doing.
Didn't really know she was a hoe.
Oh no.
I don't respect no dick sucking freak in the pack. Most niggas claim pimping, but that shit be an act. I ain't got nothing for you, ho. You ain't got to spend the night, you can get your shit and go. I'm not no sugar daddy, ho, one stop. Top notch hoes even got to have they own knot. I seen niggas get caught up right quick. I seen hoes capitalize and hit licks. I wonder what the fuck be wrong with these tricks. So me and 40 singing this song for these tricks. You know them niggas who call them hoes all day. At the whole job, all in the whole face. And soon as the whole tip off and get tipsy, she got dick on her lips up in the embassy. And be home before foe snuggled up with ya. Wake up and pretend to make love with ya.
Niggas must be blind.
Niggas must be blind.
All that homers got your mind.
You can't see what I can see.
You niggas must be blind.
Niggas must be blind.
All that homers got your mind.
Your mind.
Your mind.
I told you she was dead. Yes. I know you was a rest haven pimp, but I thought you was a polygamist.
What up, though, Detroit? And what up, world? Welcome to Bad Guy Radio. To say hello to the Bad Guy Podcast, Detroit's number one podcast and Michigan's fastest growing podcast brand, man. I am your host, Cutter Kane, the devil himself. Welcome back to the madhouse for another audio event. That's right. I don't drop episodes, nigga. I drop audio events. Mayweather and the money team should be promoting this shit like a heavyweight title fight. We got pay-per-view level sold out arena type shit going on when I show up, man. I honestly should have been put a subscription price on this shit. I probably will soon. But until then, this is the Free Game Network. Welcome back to the madhouse, man. This is the home of education, entertainment, unpopular opinion, and intelligently ignorant dialogue. You know, I wear a lot of hats in the madhouse, man. I'm a lot of things to a lot of people. With an audience stretching 63 countries and 1,000 cities, I'm something like a jack of all trades. I'm the uncle you niggas never had. I'm the daddy who never wanted you. This here is the podcast that all the other podcasts listen to, man. I'm the nigga they calling for game. I'm the nigga they calling for insight. But they don't be paying, so I don't be helping. I ain't plugging nobody with nothing for free, nigga. Fuck them.
I was the architect.
Yeah, Rick was the architect. I'm the architect now. 63 countries up. You niggas podcast be having like 6 listeners and all of them on 6 Mile. 3 of them was in the studio with you when you recorded. 1 of them is your ride home. Don't get mad at me for speaking the facts, nigga. Anyway, though, check game. We all know I'm the best, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Not today, at least. Listen, I got to say, it feels good to be back in the studio. I'm back in the madhouse, man. I miss my audience. Y'all something like my niggas. And I know I'm turning into somewhat of a part-time podcast host. It is what it is, but I love all my listeners. I fuck with y'all the long way and not the wrong way. As always, man, big shout out to the man behind the boards, man. My engineer, JG, no relation to Wentworth. And the Audio Wave Network for having me and letting me do my thing, man. We officially, what, over 30 shows in? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to me for reaching my, you know, yeah. Yeah, big shout out to me. We reaching milestones in the madhouse. So peep this, man. I'm fresh off. Okay. I can't say fresh off. No, because I ain't been in the studio in about 2 months. But I'm back in the building. following the latest episode of True Life, Volume 4, Murder Was the Case. Shout out to the homie Big Sue for stepping into the madhouse, man, and telling his story. Y'all know Cutter fucks with the killers and the dealers. Big fuck you to Big Sue's parole officer. I got word they tried to violate my boy behind our interview. Man, real life pussy shit, man. The system is a motherfucker. It's so easy to get in, but it's hard as fuck to get out. So I advise all my nieces and nephews, especially my nephews, keep your noses clean out there, all right? Now listen, all bullshit aside, Murder Was the Case, hands down, most intriguing interview I ever did. Not only as part of True Life, but the most intriguing interview I've done since I started podcasting. Period. And I tell you something, it won't end there. It's plenty True Life episodes in the tuck, including part two of my interview with Big Soup. So stay tuned for that. And I need y'all to stay rocking with me the way y'all been rocking with me. And I continue bringing y'all the realest shit in radio. Now let's get to the reason I'm here. And the reason y'all here. And that's today's audio event. Recognize, I didn't say episode there. See what I'm doing? So welcome to today's audio event. And today's audio event comes courtesy of my favorite umbrella under the Bad Guy brand. And I'm ready to get straight to it. And I know y'all is too. So without further ado, no long introduction, welcome to Hoology, the Male Dating Guide, part two.
40 bar. 40 bar. 40 bar. Baby, what you finna do for this 40
come
bar?
On, come on, come
what you finna do for this 40 bar?
Bitch.
What you tryna do for this 40 bar?
Woo, woo.
40 bar. Tell me what you gon' do for the 40 bar?
40. 40.
40 bar.
Bitch.
40 bar.
Woo, woo.
40 bar. Baby, what you tryna do for this 40 ball? Baby, what you tryna do for this 40 ball?
Bitch,
I got
bitch.
Drinks, I got weed, bitch, I got it all. I'ma hit you up at 3 when I'm getting off.
Woo.
You ain't heard about me, bitch, I'm getting off.
Nah.
I don't need no little bitch acting too pretty.
Bitch.
I'm tryna see you act a fool for these 220s.
Woo.
I'm tryna see that ass fat and them two titties.
Them titties.
I ain't the nigga that be always spending 250.
Nope.
So what you gonna do for this 40 P's? Let a nigga know not before I get something to eat.
Bitch.
Let a nigga know not before I get something to drink.
Hey.
I need to know what. You down, you ain't got a thing.
Gotta.
I already know that you a rat, bitch.
Fizzles
was all on your pictures, that's a catfish. I'ma throw the 40 ball, you gon' catch this. I'ma buy this Amsterdam, you gon' neck this. What you finna do for this 40 ball? What you tryna do for this 40 ball? 40 ball. Tell me what you gon' do for the 40 ball?
40.
40 ball. 40 ball. 40 ball. Baby, what you tryna do for this 40 ball?
What you tryna do for it? Shout out my nigga man G-Mac Cash. Yeah, so listen, Hoology, the Male Dating Guide 2, man. We done came a long way in this Hoology shit. From Hoology, two sides to a story, to Advanced Trick Theory 1, Advanced Trick Theory 2. But as the old saying goes, where you start, it's typically where you end. And no, I'm not stopping, but that just kind of sounded like the right line to use in that sequence. We are back for the Male Dating Guide Part 2. This right here is the show for all my niggas who getting tired of getting called broke by broke-ass bitches. The Male Dating Guide was the very first episode of Hoology. And the purpose of the Male Dating Guide was and is to give my fellas the game and insight on how to tell a swan from a duck. Now, the stakes for men in picking the wrong woman has more negative everlasting circumstances than it does for women. More negative and most definitely more punitive and punishing. Men typically make more money than women. So in the event of a divorce or breakup, it's very easy to end up at the mercy of a family court judge paying alimony and child support to a bitch who's somewhere sucking a new dick while you're still responsible for a percentage of her lifestyle. Now, looking back at the male dating guy one, my job was to help my niggas tell a swan from a duck. But going back and listening to the show, I couldn't tell myself from a drunk. I was drunk as hell in this motherfucker. But that's neither here nor there, because we're not here to talk about me right now. All slurred words and run-on sentences aside, my point was clear. And that point was for the fellas to not let these hoes trick them off the streets. It wasn't a show for the ladies, and I told them that shit before I put it out. But as we all know, bitches don't listen. So the show ended up having some of the highest ratings and numbers amongst female listeners that I ever had since I started. Matter of fact, JG, stop the show. All bitches, all you bitches, log out right now. This is the male dating guide, no hoes allowed. All studs that don't have kids, y'all can stay. But I need all women to turn their radios off right now. This show isn't for you. This is now your time to exit. Church is on the move, man. I'm finna lay some pimping down, and it's strictly for my niggas. So pass me a shot. These hoes got a few more seconds to exit. Pass me a shot. Pass me a shot. Yeah, okay. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. The male dating guide part two. Listen, I don't even know why I call this shit the male dating guide anymore. You know, quiet is kept. Nobody really want to date these freeloading assholes anyway. I can feed myself. Nigga, dinner for one is a lot cheaper. 80% of these bitches got the attention span and personality of a hamster. Same intelligence level too. Instead of the male dating guide, I should be calling this shit the Trick Chronicles. These hoes ain't nothing but slow-paced prostitutes anyway. These new age hoes want you to say, hey, how you doing? And then offer to pay their rent immediately after that.
My food is not for free. My food is not for free. Get money. No.
Shit getting crazy out here, man. You know what else? It blows my mind how women find it offensive being invited to a man's house on the first encounter. But they be willing to hop on a plane and get flued out with a stranger as long as the ticket is free. See, that's why you hoes come up missing all the goddamn time. Always chasing free shit. Free drinks and free. That's why niggas be drugging you. Stop taking free shit. Anyways, this show is for my fellas. Now, back to what I was on. As informative as the male dating guide was, and it was pretty informative, if I do say so myself. Let me tell you how informative it is. This is probably something you ain't know. Fellas, those songs your girl be playing when she be driving and you in the passenger seat, all those motherfuckers dedicated to you. Especially the ones that diss niggas. Yeah. Bet you didn't know that. Anyway, I got a lot of kickback on that show. The women didn't like it. And I kind of expected that because, as you know, it hit home for a lot of them. And women hate to be called out on their own shit. Now, for any new listeners who don't know who I am, I'm going to give you a quick rundown on what Hoology is. Hoology is a premier and advanced learning course into the study of hoes. This ain't Wayne County Community College. This is blue ribbon shit here. Okay? The Hoology miniseries is my show within the show. And it's one of my favorite shows to do because it gives me a chance to do what I do best, and that's talk about bitches. I'm the resident authority on hoes in the metro area. My track record speaks for itself. I have been to the puppet show, and I have seen the strings. Now, Hoology isn't specifically about me sitting high and talking down. I'm here to say I have made most of the mistakes that I teach my nephews about on this show. And the majority of these scenarios and situations are from my own personal experience. That's right, fellas. These hoes done got down on me too. I'll be the first to admit it. Matter of fact, let me check my contacts out real quick. Let me tell y'all niggas how real it get. Where my phone at? My phone. This is my contact. These are names saved and all. Let me read these bitches off. I got lame ass bitch, broke ass bitch, game playing ass bitch, unstable ass bitch, mentally unstable ass bitch, begging ass bitch, internet ass bitch, kid minded ass bitch, pussy selling ass bitch, my homeboy ex bitch. It's getting tight out here. Listen, from child support and DNA tests to restraining orders and bitches stalking me from fake pages. Listen, hoes popping up at my crib unannounced. Listen, I've been there. But I take a licking and I keep on ticking. None of the weapons formed against me by these hoes have prospered. Abortions, Plan Bs, even trips to Herman Keith. And I don't mean the birth certificate side, nigga. I'm talking the real Herman Keith. He fixed 100 freaks. Listen, from getting pussy thrown at me from the friends of my girlfriends to accepting pussy from the friends of my girlfriends, I've seen it and I've done it all on every level. You know, some would say I got community dick, but what these hoes got to know, this is a gated community. So say that first. From top-notch bad bitches with college degrees to hoes who suck dick for 50s of powder. I've seen it all. I done it twice. That's right, nigga. You niggas heard me. These hoes suck dick for cocaine. I said what I said, motherfucker. Don't turn y'all nose up at me, man.
You are sucking that motherfucking dick.
You, girl.
You sucking that motherfucking dick.
You niggas would be surprised how many of these pretty Instagram bitches got dirt devils and Kirby vacuums for noses. Bitches sniff you out of house and a home if you let them. Now check this, man. Everybody is looking to blame the bleak dating scene on music, morals, or just the generation in general. But me, shit, I blame the internet. You know, I'm be honest with you, I blame the internet. The internet has convinced this generation of women that winning in life is taking cute pics in designer clothing, or that getting naked on the internet is applying pressure. What's that other quote? I'm coming for everything I deserve.
Put your pussy lips on live, I'll give you $1,000.
I truly believe that a lot of young women in this generation are going to end up alone, you know, because they think they got the same access and options as the celebrity women and baby rappers, baby mamas, they tend to worship. You know, that's why I normalize blocking. We need to normalize, rather, blocking and unfollowing these bitches, fellas, when you shoot your shot and they ain't talking about nothing. Bitch, leave you on scene, delete her. We ain't feeding these hoes egos no more. Abracadabra, the bitch got to disappear. These bitches ain't Ari and he ain't Cardi, but you can't tell them that. You know what else I'd be surprised at? Or what we would all be surprised at? How the internet will have you thinking a bitch is out your league. Whole time, the bitch a cashier at Kroger. You wouldn't believe how many of these city celebrity hoes be washing their coochies in sinks, man. Straight in the bathroom sink, leg on the toilet, rag between that motherfucker. These hoes don't even be taking baths for real. Bitches be Sam's Club sales associates and Outback waitresses by day, OnlyFans stars and Instagram celebrities by night. 200 likes on the picture, $200 on the Cash App card. That's how these hoes be coming in the year 2022. Telling you, man, shit. 85% of these hoes, man, ain't never accomplished shit but getting put on a strip club flyer. That's why I blame the internet. You know, another large majority of women, you know, won't find love or happiness because they want to be paid to be in a relationship. I asked the bitch one time, if a rich man can have any woman he wants in the world, why would he pick you? I'm still waiting on an answer. You know, then as a man, you know, you kind of see these so-called internet bad bitches on the internet and you be like, damn, you know, how is she single? 3 to 6 months after you finally meet her, shit be clear as day. It's a big difference between the internet and real life. And we all know that, you know, so it's kind of surprising to me how much we let social media play a part on who and how we choose to date. I be seeing you niggas on Facebook having 150 comment debates about 50-50 bills and $200 dates and paying for these bitches' friends' meals. Man, the bitches y'all be debating with got babies by niggas paying $62 a month in child support because they work at Long John Silver. These motherfucking bitches' standards never match the baby daddy. The 50-50 bill argument has always been funny to me, because at the root of it, typically what you find is a bunch of women who only want to be stay-at-home wives because they underachieved in life and they have no chance of living the life that they want to live or long-term survival without being taken care of like they're a child. Quick to tell you, they big brother did this, they uncle did that, granddaddy sold the bricks. I hear it all when it comes to these bitches. And the only thing I get from this is, if women have so much insight on what a real man is, or at least what they think a real man is, how you bitches keep getting greased? Y'all love calling niggas fuckboys, but for some reason, these fuckboys keep getting y'all ass naked. I'm telling you, man, a bitch can tell you everything about a real man or what a real nigga does, except when you ask them why none of those so-called real niggas they was around never kept they ass. It should be clear to anybody watching, you know, these bitches don't really know a winner when they see one. These hoes mistake real hustlers for niggas who caught a wave all the time. The pandemic showed us that. All those bitches thought they had one when that pandemic money was out. Giving all that pussy to a nigga because he was wearing Dior. Come to find out the nigga was sleeping on D floor. I ain't lying, man. This shit is facts. Now listen, while we here, let's talk about some misconceptions. You know, because it's plenty of them. One of the biggest misconceptions about me is that I think low of women, or I have a grudge against women. It's actually the opposite. You know, I love women. Some of my best friends are women. My granny, she was my heart. She was the light of my life. My Auntie Linda, she right behind her in that regard. Kennedy, my firstborn, that's my daughter. She's my heart. I'm raising her to be a queen, self-sufficient. I'm not raising the future only fan content makers of the world.
No, sir. Not me.
The thing with me is I know so many strong, positive, and hardworking women that it's easy for my radars to detect a bullshit-ass bitch when I see one. See, that's the problem with the majority of you niggas. You don't know a bullshit bitch when you see one. These hoes be L's all the way around. And us as men, we kind of sometimes have a hard time seeing past the physical. Now, my granny told me a long time ago, meeting bitches on the internet was going to be the death of me. And I didn't listen to her. Now, boom, look at me. I'm on child support.
Granny, you got any words for the feds?
No word for the feds.
You know something? I'm actually starting to believe it's more weirdo bitches out here than it is regular ones. You know, I heard a bitch say the other day, you know, Detroit niggas is gay because we call bitches bro and we call niggas my baby. Okay, let's talk about y'all hoes now. Because the way these bitches run behind other bitches, I'm convinced all y'all gay. Y'all just ain't came out already. Heart eyes and calling each other boo on the pictures in the comments. Oh, my bae. Y'all be in the club, dancing all on each other, you know, holding hands and shit when y'all go to the bathroom. In the bathroom, having photo shoots and shit. Bitches having all-girl lingerie and pajama parties and sleepovers. These hoes is gay, man. Bitches is gay. They don't like niggas until some money involved. Another mistake we make as men. We ignore red flags and signs of instability, both mentally and financially, all the time. Listen, bitch always mad, or in beef with her friends, red flag. Social media nutcase, delete her page every other week, red flag. Bitch look up to Lil Durk and Lil Baby, baby mama, red flag. Bitch wear waist beads, red flag. Those are handlebars for whores. That's what these niggas be holding on to when they hitting it from the back. Them is whole handlebars. Bitch always claiming she antisocial or bipolar or depressed, but ain't never seen an actual psychiatrist. Red flag. Listen, as a man, you can't depend on moral and mental support from a mentally unstable bitch. It's that simple. These hoes be head cases and mentally unstable. They don't need relationships, fellas. They need counseling. Get you a woman with some common sense that's going to be able to handle stuff for you when you're busy. No, one that can teach you a thing or two. Preferably, a bitch that can read, you know, fill out forms, that knows how to talk and act around people. That's a stretch nowadays. I mean, one that knows the importance of taking care of priorities before going out with her friends. No, simple shit. Don't be a crutch. And don't get caught in the rabbit hole, because you'll never get out that motherfucker. Let me see. What else? What other pointers can I give you niggas off the top, man? This is a male dating guide. What are we talking about? Red flags? Okay, yeah. Steady on the internet talking about what she deserves or how she ain't settling. Red flag. Red flag. Those bitches are attention seekers. They have no interest in a relationship. They want a wedding. They don't want to be married. They want the pictures and shit. They look, this is attention seeking at its finest. What else? The bitch got a Chime or a Cash App card with no real bank account. Red flag. Red flag. You offer her a shower after y'all have sex and she go wash her coochie in the sink? Red flag. The signs be right there for you, nigga. Listen, my second baby mama spelled my name wrong on the baby shower invite. My motherfucking son is a junior. Red fucking flag. I too have fell victim. Listen, the biggest red flag for me is these selfish, self-centered bitches. You know? That think that relationships is one-sided and they the only ones that get catered to. Women who like you show they like you. They know your likes. They know your dislikes. They know your interests. They know your passions. A lot of you niggas been fucking bitches for about a year now. Hold on, you know your real name. Bitch don't know shit about you. What you like? Nothing. Don't even know you. I don't know how many kids you got. Bitch clueless. Don't know shit about you. Don't know your favorite food. Nothing. They keep track of the shit that means something to you. You know what I'm saying? They ask you shit like, are you hungry? You know, they check on you when you sick. You know, simple little shit will show you. Me, myself, I can't really stand, you know, one of those the world revolve around me, play victim all the time ass bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, last time I checked, I'm the prize. So says the statistics, nigga. Yeah, this motherfuckers turn their nose up in the studio. Statistics. Because the statistics say women outnumber men like 3-1. You know what I'm talking about? The odds are in my favor. Especially black men. You know, we damn near an endangered species. The streets got most of us. Prison and cemetery got the rest. The gays, they done scooped up the rest of them. And whoever the gays don't get, shit, liable to get shot and killed by one of these racist, scary ass cops doing a traffic stop. Black men are getting hard to find. Real nigga shit. And I tell you what, I know I'm starting to get old, man. And the reason I know I'm starting to get old is because I've reached a point in life where I value vibes more than looks. I always wanted the baddest bitch. No, sometimes the baddest bitch can be the average bitch. You know what I'm saying? Pass me my drink one time. You know, over there holding the liquor and shit. Yeah. Listen, man, I done had some of the baddest bitches you could think of. And some of them couldn't hold my attention unless they was naked. No conversation, no personality. Not just, the bitch was a brick in a nice dress. $10 bit, look, $1,000 body, $10 dress. But I still hit that motherfucker, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll drink to that, eh? Listen. I'm at the age also where I kind of value conversation more than sex. Because all women can't offer conversation. But all women can offer sex. And when you add in the fact that most of these bitches' pussy don't even be, you know, as good enough as it should be for the problems they be coming with, cutting these hoes off becomes an easy decision. You know what I'm saying? Because a bitch thinking her pussy is good because it gets wet is like a nigga thinking his dick is good because it gets hard. You know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all bitches' pussy only good because it's available. It's not good. It's there. You know? That nigga needs a place to stay. You know what I'm saying? Of course he's telling you the best he ever had. He has to drive your car. Cutter's not that nigga. Now listen, I got a simple model when it comes to dating. The more bitch irritate me, the less we gonna see each other. You know, once you start regularly getting on my nerves, you know, it's pretty much over. You know what I'm saying? It never goes up from there. Even for you niggas that be stalking and beating on hoes and shit, once you start beating on a bitch, man, it's just going downhill. Any of my stalking niggas listening in tonight? Any of my niggas with a restraining order on them? This is a safe place. State your peace. To all my stalking niggas, pussy ever been so good, you rode past the bitch house even when you knew she wasn't at home? Oh, well, maybe just me. I tell you like this, man. Ain't none of you hoes got to be my peace. But I tell you what, bitch, you ain't going to be my problem either. When a man becomes a man, he values peace and comfort. Not confrontational dialogue and episodes. Ain't nobody trying to be arguing with you bitches every other week, every other day. I don't be having the energy. Fellas, find your peace and find the woman who lets you reside in your peace. Stop arguing with hoes about $200 dates and 50-50 bills. Just go find a bitch that agree with you. Find a person that sees life the way you see it. And it gets easier there. You know, I remember when I used to love to argue. Now I get mad and I just stop responding to bitches. You know, I'm not the nigga that a bitch gonna be arguing and getting back cool with every other week. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, don't none of you bitches do enough to be arguing with me. I ain't got the energy for it, baby. Play with your pussy. Don't play with me. You know what else? Stay away from these. A nigga gotta apply pressure to fuck with me, bitches. Because all that means is giving that hoe some money or being in competition with other niggas or whatever. Listen, life is too short to have to deal with somebody you have to convince to like you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of you niggas fucking with bitches that just don't like you. She like what you bring to the table. She like the good time. She like everything except for you, nigga. And that's why she's still out in the streets. She belongs to the streets. From the streets she came, and to the streets she shall return. That's what it is, man. I'm going to tell you fellas another thing I need y'all to stay away from. Stay away from women who believe in conditional femininity. And what I mean by that is, stay away from women that say, well, a nigga has to do such and such for me to submit. I don't submit. Listen, there is no such thing as selective femininity. Either a woman is feminine or she isn't. A good woman is a good woman no matter what. If it's in you, it's in you. You know, if the tables turned and a man said he could only be masculine or he could only be a man to the right woman, nobody would accept that shit. You know, women say making a man a meal is traditional and it requires a commitment. But you know something? For some reason, having these niggas babies don't. Not married, different last names, sacrificing their body, having babies by different daddies. But for some reason, making a nigga a plate, yep, that's where they draw the line. And you know something? This ain't no knock, because shout out to the single mothers. You know, single mothers get a bad rap. But I'm here to tell you, the older I get, the more I appreciate and enjoy dating single mothers. They tend to be more caring. They tend to be more responsible. They're more understanding. They're more appreciative. They got snacks in the house. They be having stamps. You know, the biggest thing I want you niggas to know above all of this, everything you learned today. Recognize the woman you have and deal with her accordingly. If you got a good girl, recognize that. You got a dirty slut, recognize that. You got a bitch that's only good for a good time, recognize that. You got a bitch that's for a minute, recognize that. But never mistake one for the other. Never had the same expectations for every type of female. Because all women are not created equal. I'll give you a slight test before I get up out of here. It's something I used to do. It's a little test you can give to a woman or a female that you're taking seriously, you know? The first time you let her spend the night, maybe not the first, maybe, matter of fact, probably not the first, because women have to tend to get comfortable. So I say maybe by the third or fourth time she spend the night at your house. Fellas, this is a test. When you wake up in the morning, go shoot some moves. Leave her at the house. Hopefully y'all ain't just leaving strange bitches at y'all house. I know you niggas are stupid, but I just had to put that disclaimer out there. Leave her at the house. Mess up something. I don't know. Leave some dishes out. Leave the bed unmade. Leave some clothes on the floor. Whatever. Come back. Wake up in the morning. Go run some errands. Whatever you do. If you come back to your house and that bitch is sitting in the same place you was sitting in when you left, she ain't made the bed, she ain't came downstairs, took a dish out, dump her. It's a sign of things to fucking come, because real bitches gonna take the weight off your back, and if you a real nigga, you gonna do the same. It's hoology, man. The male dating guide too. Matter of fact, it's hoology, aka the Trick Chronicles. This your uncle, man. I'm gone. Bad Guy Radio.